This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so I lied. What we have today is actually a tale of three markets: stocks, bonds, and the labor market. 18,000 employees of JPMorgan Chase opened their newspapers this morning and found out they're getting a raise. In an op-ed in the New York Times, CEO Jamie Dimon said the bank is going to raise its minimum wage from the $10-ish an hour it pays now to somewhere between $12 and $16.50 an hour. Over at Starbucks, meanwhile, baristas and store managers got a similar memo from their CEO, Howard Schultz, yesterday. So, coincidence? Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson looks at economic conditions and rising wages.
We're in a tightening labor market, meaning as the unemployment rate falls, workers start to pop their little heads up from behind the desk or the cash register and realize, I have options.
Finally. You know, this long nightmare, maybe, you know, maybe I can make some headway here.
Sylvia Allegretto is co-chair of the Center on Wage and Employment Dynamics at UC Berkeley. She says it took a long time for us to get here. On the employer side,
the firms start to kind of fight over the workers, right? And trying to hold on to their best workers who now have opportunities to leave, perhaps, where a year or two or certainly 5 or 8 years ago, they didn't.
She says the labor market is especially tight in the service and restaurant industries. Both Starbucks and JPMorgan Chase mentioned valuing employees as motivations behind the hike.
I think there's two things going on here.
Dean Baker is the co-director of the Center for Economic and Policy Research. He says, yes, the labor market is tightening, but we're also in the midst of a big campaign led in part by unions to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. And income inequality has become a big issue just about everywhere, but especially during the presidential campaign.
I think we're seeing maybe a turning of the ethic that companies want to be seen as good employers. So I think that's been a real effect of the Fight for 15 and other efforts.
He says wages starting to tick up. It's not quite a pop the champagne moment, the economy's where we want it to be, but it is a step in the right direction. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.